Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Like Greg, I don't think the Texans have a big gap between them and those top teams. They just have to execute, LOL.
Yeah, so, all right, Bobby. Is that Black Greg as Bobby Slowick in his Bobby Slowick voice?
Because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Ah, wonder what Bobby's doing in Miami.
I like to picture him on a beach somewhere, just relaxing, less stress in his life.
Yeah, he seems like he just lives in stress, though. I don't.
Wearing that big ass hat.
And he's another one like you. Bobby Slowick has fantastic hair.
Does he?
Fantastic.
I really didn't know that.
It pissed me off when I saw him. Just like it does with you. Pissed me smooth off.
At least I'm not wearing them big ass Sandlot Smalls hats like him.
Yeah, man. Bobby was on the old flag football circuit in the old neighborhood. Nicholas played against his son a few times. Bobby came out there. I mean, almost didn't recognize him because he had a hat on and the hair was, I mean, it is full. Tyler, a lot of different ways to go with it, too.
I honest to God would have guessed he was maybe balding a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He, like, very much like you, he wears hats like he's balding. You're running those guys? And I'll never forget, man, I had he wasn't a roommate, but he was a suite mate in college. And he would not be caught dead without his hat on. I remember one time, you know, just went to go to his room to grab something, knocked on the door. Knock, knock, you know, three times, then open. And he was laying in his bed. I mean, you thought dude was in there going to town.
Trying to crack one off, huh?
Nah, he wasn't doing, boy. He was in that bed without that hat on. And he went.
He scrambling for it.
Who are you? He had three of them at the ready and got that bad boy on there. I saw the front of it. I came back into my room, man. I said, dang, TJ, he is serious about this hair, man.
Some goofball in a hat.
I said, would it be mean if we went in there and just hit all his hats one day?
She stole all his hats.
Oh, I wish you would
have. I don't have the heart to do that. I could tell, man, that was a big thing to him. That damn hat. But no, man, he had good hair. Disappointed that he wore that hat so often. All right, 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. Let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. Tyler, I'll start with you. Real or fake? Bryce Matthews needs to be the Astros' everyday second baseman moving forward. Real or fake?
Ooh, could ultimately in the coming days be very, very true. But right now, I think that's fake. I think you're talking about as decent as he's been and as not nightmarish as it could have been, this Altuve and left field thing, still odd to see. Still odd to see that little guy out there every day. And I like him where he's become the GOAT at second base. So I got to say fake for now.
You got fake, huh?
But I'm not saying that won't change.
Real or fake, Bryce Matthews needs to be the Astros' everyday second baseman moving forward.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake. I'm going to say fake because I think the reality is I think when it matters, Altuve is going to be back there and Yordan's going to be in left field if guys get healthy. Or is this a because everybody's hurt kind of deal?
I'm talking about moving forward.
I would leave him at second base until guys start getting healthy and you have your normal options and make a decision at that point. So I'm going to say fake. I'm going to say fake at this point in time. I hadn't seen enough.
Pow Pow says fake. Champ Slice says fake way too early. He is the future, but the future isn't here yet. I'll be damned. I got real on this, fellas. I think the game plan, the start of the season, I know for you, Clint, you have repeatedly said, I just don't believe Altuve is going to be in the outfield when games that matter. I don't think that's the case. I think they want his play at second base. I know he hit the two home runs. You see that double play he turned yesterday and the arm that he has. Mm-hmm. And then if you bring him up here, you've decided to bring up your number one prospect. I know there were injuries, but you decided to bring him up to play second base. He should be playing second base. Because the plan was Altuve and Rodgers
yeah.
at second, maybe Dubon at second. Well, if that was the plan to begin with, and they have issues with his defense, I'm talking about Altuve's at second base, then maybe this is the thought. So I'm going to say real. I agree with you, Cornbread. I'm going to say real on that one. All right, real or fake, Clint, we'll start with you. The Texans will have multiple All-Pros this year, not Pro Bowlers, multiple All-Pros this year.
Yes, yes, I do believe. And I'll go a step further. I'll tell you, I think it's going to be Will Anderson and Nico Collins. I think it's Will Anderson and Nico Collins. And, hell, I didn't think about Derek Stingley.
They had one last year.
He may go back-to-back. But I like Will Anderson and Nico Collins to really break through this year to that degree, to that level. We need Nico Collins to play like a top three wide receiver and produce like a top three wide receiver. We need Will Anderson to continue on the path that he's on right now and take that next step and get the recognition that he deserves. And I think he'll even more so deserve after this year. So I'm going to say real that they'll have multiple all pros this year.
Tyler, real or fake? The Texans will have multiple. Last year they just had one. Derek Stingley Jr. will have multiple all pros this year.
Oh, yeah. Real. Real, if not 3, 4, maybe even 5. I'm going real on that one.
Maybe 5.
I'm thinking Will Anderson. I'm thinking Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley Jr., C.J. Stroud, and one of these running backs.
C.J. Stroud. All right. So usually that's...
Well, Nico in there, too.
It's too deep.
6?
It's too deep. Usually, right, there's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for linemen and there's a little bit more there. I'll say real. I think Derek Stingley is like he's in it now.
Locked in.
Right, even if he doesn't have interceptions, I think there's just a deal of people aren't going to want to go to
him. Yeah, if he stays healthy.
And to think to me.
Bad MF-er.
To be an All-Pro that's 4 spots, I can see Patrick Surtain. I could see Sauce Gardner, who's done it twice. I can see McDuffie, who's done it twice. It's hard to see a 4th one jumping him and him playing poorly enough. Unless, you know, knock on wood, the injury thing hits him. I think Will is prime, even though, honestly, that's a hard spot. Because All-Pro is not just the AFC. That's all overall. That's a hard spot, but it feels like Will is prime. Nico's a tough one, too. That's a tough one, but that would be Will and Stingley feel like the guys. That Nico, that's 4 spots at receiver. I think Tyreek Hill might have a bounce back year. You got Jefferson. You got
Jamar Chase.
Those are the tough ones. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to have big numbers. Brian Thomas was like 3rd in the league in receiving yards last year. Something like that. All right, so the final one here, real or fake? I'm going to start with you, Clint. Real or fake, Philip Rivers, who just retired, should get into the Hall of Fame. Philip Rivers should get into the Hall of Fame. Real or fake?
Man, I'm not familiar enough with Philip Rivers' overall numbers to bump him up against everybody else. I know he doesn't have the Super Bowls to put him over the top.
What's
obviously,
the feel, though, to you from him when he played?
Well, I feel like he was a long-time starter that threw for a boatload of yards. I just don't know where that yardage ranks among all-time quarterbacks. So I would say Philip Rivers. It seems like I would lean yeah.
Yeah, here's Philip before I get to you, Tyler. You say yeah, you say real. 8-time Pro Bowler. He led the league in passing in 2010, led the league in touchdown passes in 18. 2008 was a big, big year. He is he was a one-time all-pro. A lot of yards, 421 touchdowns to 200 interceptions. He feels like he's better than Eli Manning when I watched him just remembering, but Eli had those 2 games.
Oh, yeah.
Over him, I'm gonna say fake. But it's tough because I think there are other players in the league that are gonna get in his era that I think he's actually better than, and Eli would be one of them. But they've got Super Bowls, and I don't even think Phillips never been to a Super Bowl. He went to one AFC title game, albeit he played it with a torn ACL against the Patriots. But he went to one AFC title game. He was the one that just couldn't crack through. Ben was able to crack through. You know, obviously Peyton and Tom in that AFC, but he was the other really good quarterback that couldn't that couldn't get through.
Which is why I say fake.
You say fake.
Yeah, play to win the game, boys.
I think you play to win the game.
For me, I just like I don't feel like him and Ben are that separate. But I do think the two Super Bowls are going to kind of change things for him and Ben. All right.